Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 253, Mayberry Tourism. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at weaversdepartmentstore.com and you'll find all kinds of great Mayberry things that you can get for somebody in your life. If nobody you know likes that stuff, buy me something. Just kidding. Drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. Executive producer of episode number 253 is Mayberry Days. Mayberry Days, not of 2000, but of 253. Wow, episodes. Mayberry Days, not really a sponsor. It's not really brought to you, but it is what made me think of covering this topic today, because I'm planning on leaving in just a few hours, actually, heading to Mount Airy, North Carolina for Mayberry Days 2013. Wow. So that's what got me thinking about this topic of tourism in Mayberry, or Mayberry tourism. You may or may not remember, depending on when you're hearing this, but a few months ago in 2013, this earlier, there was an article in, I believe it was the Wall Street Journal, or maybe it was the New York Times. I can't remember. It's a big newspaper like that, where they were talking about, you know, the Andy Griffith Show is dead. The Mayberry tourism train has run its course in Mount Airy, North Carolina. And, you know, it's just dying off and there's nothing happening with that. And people need to quit wasting their time with the Mayberry stuff. You may or may not have seen that. I tried not to read it. Honestly, I read parts of the story and I didn't care to see it, because, you know, I try to keep everything positive here at the Mayberry Central here where I'm running the podcast from. I don't want to get bogged down with all that stuff, because the Andy Griffith Show is all about friends, family, caring about people, not about worrying about whether, you know, it's dying off, because I don't think it is. Anyway, as I was getting ready to go to Mayberry Days, I was thinking about that. You know, how many people are traveling to Mount Airy, North Carolina this coming week, last full weekend in September of 2013, to just spend time in not the real town of Mayberry, but for the weekend, we can make it the real town, because, like I said, Mayberry is about friends, family, and just being around one another, right? So it made me think of tourism and just wonder how many people actually do drop by Mount Airy, North Carolina, just because of the Andy Griffith Show. I mean, there's so many things there to see and do that are related to the Andy Griffith Show. Do people just drop by and do they just go and see these things? I think they do. And so I didn't think it was dead. I mean, after all, there's, like I said, there's Mayberry Days. And while you're in Mount Airy, you can head over to the Andy Griffith Museum. There's just so many things to see and do that if you're a fan of the Andy Griffith Show, you'd go there. Now, granted, maybe there's not as many fans. It's an old show. It's black and white. Do young people watch it? I think they do. But do all of them? No, but nobody watches all the shows anyway. And there is a group of people that live in Mount Airy, North Carolina, in Surry County, that can't stand the fact that they try to portray themselves as Mayberry, because I think that group of people feel like that's a hick thing to be. We don't want to be Mayberry. You know, we're not into that. We're into this modern moving time. So I started looking around. It turns out in a story that was published on the PilotMountainNews.com website, Author of the story's name is John Peters. He had this to say. It's a story. It's titled Still Plenty of Demand for Mayberry Tourism. So I want to share this with you. He says, a few weeks ago, I fielded a call from a gentleman who was upset. He expressed his displeasure with me over the fact that Mount Airy continues to use its ties to the fictional town of Mayberry as a tourist draw. Mayberry's dead, he told me. My own kids don't even have any idea what it is, he continued, trying to illustrate his belief that the show no longer is relevant. He went on to explain how local chamber and tourism officials were wasting their time in continuing to use local ties to the Andy Griffith Show in Mayberry, that doing so was an exercise in futility. He's not alone. I've heard from others that made the same statements, often tinged with more than a hint of hostility in their voices, as if any mention of the Andy Griffith Show in Mayberry was offensive. Funny, though. But from advanced figures, it appears a near record number of people may attend the upcoming Mayberry Days in 2013. It is entirely possible, roughly 45 years after the show left the air, 23 years after the first Mayberry Days, that the largest crowd ever attracted to the annual event will flood Mount Airy in a couple of weeks. And the Andy Griffith Show is still one of the more popular shows in syndication. Even in my household, where we don't watch much television, I found my kids viewing several episodes of the show during the recent Labor Day holidays. They watched, and they laughed at it and enjoyed it. Now, I'm not going to go into a long list of reasons the show remains popular, and therefore an effective marketing tool for a local tourism industry. I've done that before, and others far more knowledgeable about this subject have as well. And yes, local officials, you know, they do need to continue to work on diversifying the brand of Mount Airy and Surrey County to attract visitors who are coming in for other reasons. Though I'll say those local tourism officials have been doing an excellent job of that. Anyone who hasn't seen the tremendous growth in non-Mayberry tourism hasn't been paying attention. In this increasingly digital age, there's still a widespread appeal of the ideal little American town. A place where life is a little bit simpler. When everyone says hello to those they pass on the street. Where wholesome, old-time values remain intact. That town doesn't really exist. At least not how it's often presented in television. It never did. But that doesn't stop people from still dreaming about it. For wanting to see a real-life town, Mount Airy, that served, at least in part, as the inspiration for the fictional town that best exhibits those ideals, Mayberry. I'm not naive enough to believe the Mayberry phenomenon will continue forever. Despite the show's enduring qualities, eventually it will fade into the media junkyard of once popular shows that have been forgotten. But as long as people still watch the show, and as long as people run Mayberry fan clubs and seek out real-life inspiration for the show, local tourism officials should continue to use that to benefit the area. To do otherwise would not be doing their jobs, and would be the only offensive action or inaction in Mount Airy and Mayberry tourist draws. Anyway, that was a story by John Peters, and it was in the pilotmountainnews.com. There'll be a link in the show notes about it. And John, I agree with you that is the truth. There's a lot of Mayberry left and a lot of fans in the Andy Griffith Show. They're going to continue to travel to Mount Airy and try to just have a little bit of that Mayberry in their life that they're missing every other day of the year. Because, you know, it's not just about the town. People go there to get those smiles and laughs and just to reminisce and to remember the Andy Griffith Show and what it really means to them. So I agree 100% with John. So, John, thanks for writing that article, and I agree. All right, folks. So next up, I have got some voicemail. So let's head over here and hear something from Frank, who's writing in or calling in to let us know what he thinks. So here you go, Frank.
Hey, Alan. It's Frank Phillips calling from Brazil, Indiana. And I love the interview with Betty Lynn. That was wonderful. One question I've had over the years, maybe you've covered it and I just didn't hear it, was I know Betty Lynn retired in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I know Francis Bavier retired in North Carolina, and Andy Griffith moved back there to retire. I guess he lived on the seashore. But the question I have is, what led Betty Lynn and Francis Bavier to decide to move to North Carolina, of all places? I was just wondering if it was the influence of Andy Griffith, or if it was financial reasons, or what it was. But anyway, I just look forward to your podcast every week, and it really is kind of a visit to Mayberry. So thanks a lot.
Hey, Frank, thanks for calling in. And that's a good question. Why did Betty Lynn move to Mount Airy, North Carolina? What would have made her do that? Now, I can only tell you what she's reported. We didn't ask her that during the interview, but I believe she's told it before. She had traveled to Mount Airy several times for Mayberry Days, actually, and really enjoyed the area. She enjoyed coming to Mayberry Days. She enjoyed the mountains. She thought it was beautiful country. And she lived in Hollywood out in California. She lived, I got to go by her house one time, so I know where her house was. But she lived there, and she had had some trouble there with her house and stuff like that. I think she had had some break-ins possibly or something, but she was okay. Nothing happened to her. But, you know, after that happens to you, it's like you just don't really, you know, you kind of lose your love of that particular area when that kind of stuff starts happening to you. So I guess from that, she decided, you know, I may just move to Mayberry. And so eventually she did. And now she lives there in Mount Airy. And she is the Mayberry, she's like the diplomat from Mayberry that's moved to town. She's the representative there in Mount Airy for the Andy Griffith Show. And folks go to the Andy Griffith Museum. Once a month, she shows up there and signs autographs. We've talked about that. I was able to interview her a few episodes back, and you got to hear those episodes. And she spends time visiting with fans, and just she's got friends and everything there now. And I am so glad she did move back east and to Mount Airy. And the question also, he talked about Francis Bavier, Aunt B, who also retired there into, I believe she's in Siler City, I believe, is where she retired to. Now, she retired there, at least according to my understanding, because she fell in love with the area as well. She was not from there. She was actually from New York, if I remember correctly. Now, I'm sure some of y'all will correct me if I'm wrong. But she loved the North Carolina area. And so when she retired from show business, she too retired to North Carolina. So we've got two wonderful Mayberry ladies that have retired to the North Carolina area. And, you know, I guess that does say something about the people of North Carolina and just how nice and accepting, and how they just probably accepted them both. I know they have Betty with just open arms and just love the fact that she's there. All right. So we got one more call, and then we're going to cut this short tonight. This one's coming in from Tom, so let's hear what Tom's got to say.
Alan, this is Tom from the Penny Pinch and Barney chapter in Lincoln, Illinois. I don't know how you do it. I think you're going to run out of ideas, but you never do. And I've never been disappointed. I thoroughly enjoy this podcast, and keep it up. I'll see you in Mayberry. My wife and my sister, my wife and her sister and I will be at Mayberry Days, and we'll say howdy to you. So, Alan, nip it in the bud. Nip it in the bud. From the Penny Pinch and Barney chapter in Lincoln, Illinois.
The Penny Pinch and Barney chapter in Lincoln, Illinois. Hey, it's great to have you, Tom. Thanks for calling in. And I'm looking forward to see you. Be sure you go up to Floyd and say, hey, and tell Floyd he said, hey. I guess I said, hey. I'm not sure how you do that. So make sure you do that. If any of you guys are there in Mount Airy, I want to encourage you to do the same, to drop by. Now, several of you guys, we have a meetup planned. Now, it's a short meetup. So if you're going to be in Mount Airy at Mayberry Days on Friday, drop by there at Friday to the trivia contest. Now, if you go to the iMayberry community right now, this week, before Mayberry Days, you'll see the schedule, and it'll be there. And we try to do this every week, so it's imayberrycommunity.com. You can sign up there and be – there's all kinds of folks there. There's over 650 people signed up that are – it's kind of a Mayberry-only Facebook-type site, but you can make comments and stuff. Anyway, the meetup is going to occur on Friday following the Andy Griffith Show Trivia Contest, which starts at 4:30. Should be over about 5:30. So maybe even a little before. So be there early. Don't wait until it's over. Come to the trivia contest and be a part of it. There's we'll meet and get our picture made, because every year we take a picture of the internet folks. It's the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter, the iMayberry community. And I want to invite all you folks listening to the podcast, because hopefully you're in one of those two things. And if you're not, you need to be in them, at least one of them. You can be in both. It's not duplicated much. So drop by iMayberry Community and sign up, become a member there, and visit with all the fans that are already on that website. And also, I want to ask you to drop by. You need to head over to Mayberry.com, iMayberry.com. And when you go there, you can sign up for the newsletters. And if you go, when you go and look, it's right there at the top of the page. It's over on the right side, just under the Weavers advertisement. It says sitemap, then event calendar, and then newsletters. If you go to the newsletters section, you'll see the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board Digest. I want to encourage you to get that as well, because that's how you're going to be able to stay in touch with all your Mayberry friends and everything throughout the year. So you've got that and the iMayberry community. Both of those sites are built just for you to be able to continue what you actually start in Mount Airy throughout the entire year. So I definitely want to encourage you to do that. And I know you're going to have fun at both of those sites. Come to Mayberry Days if you're there, and go to the trivia contest. I'll be there as Floyd, announcing the trivia, as one of the people announcing the trivia. And we'll announce where we're going to meet. It'll probably be just around the corner over in the parking lot there, down toward the stage, as I believe where we may meet. So I hope you guys can be there. If you're there, definitely come by and talk to me and say hey, because I'd love to see you. All right, folks. Well, I'm going to cut it short. We're at just around 17 minutes tonight. But it's always a pleasure to visit with you guys. If you're in Mount Airy during the Mayberry Days weekend, definitely drop by and say hi to me. And just call into the show and tell us what you think about Mayberry Days, all that kind of stuff, folks. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. And until next week, I guess that's all I got. So give me a call at 888-684-8415 and leave a message, one of those things I talked about. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. You can drop by our website at twochairsnowaiting.com and leave comments on any of the show notes. And you can also drop by our Facebook page at facebook.com/twochairs. Lots of ways to stay in touch with each other and develop those friendships and those family-type feelings, folks. That's what we want to do. Well, until next time, until after Mayberry Days, we'll see you guys next time on Two Chairs, No Waiting. Good night, everybody.